Spiritual Life Center, transforming lives as we love, serve, and remember who we are.
One heart,
one heart,
one mind,
one mind, one soul at a time.
We greet you in the name of all that is good, all that is sacred, and in the warm and loving energy of this community, Spiritual Life Center. If you're joining us for the first time, we especially want to welcome you because we know that you are not here by accident. You're here by divine appointment. Thank you for joining us on your unique path today, and we hope you enjoy this special message from this past Sunday's service.
Well, good morning. I vividly remember a particular day that changed my perspective on reality. It was at a time that I had forgiven myself. It was shortly after that. I had forgiven myself for what I thought I had done to destroy my life and my future as a result of riotous living. And as a consequence of that self-forgiveness and releasing of guilt that I was carrying, a huge burden was lifted from me. I felt freer than I can remember ever feeling. You know, the day was largely unremarkable, at least outwardly. It was like any other day. And then suddenly, without warning, without prompting, without any outside intervention, everything around me collapsed into a sea of oneness. And in that instant, I had a realization that there was no separation between me and anything else, between me and everything else around me. I was able to see how the connection between the trees around me and the buildings around me were not separate at all. I seemed to be able to even know the vibrations that were coming out of those elements at that time. As you can see, it's difficult to put those in things in words because when I tried to explain it to other people, they would nod politely, but really was saying, I don't quite understand. But for me, I know something profound had happened. At that moment, I had a realization that the belief in separation was an illusion. And for a long time, I was in a state of awe and wonder that I had not experienced before that time or since. It altered, as I said, how I saw the world forever. It was a moment I had an acute and sharp realization of truth. And that's the idea that I want to share with you today, the fire of realization. You know, we hear the elder teacher, master teacher, Jesus the Christ say, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But let's understand what that means. The truth is something that is absolutely the same all of the time. You know, in our Western world, we often think of truth in an intellectual or sometimes mechanical way. The truth is something that corresponds to an external fact. But the Eastern philosophy, the Eastern mind, views truth as something a little different. Truth is something that is forever. Truth is something that is changeless. Truth is something that's always the same and can never contradict its nature. So when we come to know the truth that makes us free, that sets us free, that liberates us, it means that we can rest assured that this presence that we call God, the force, whatever we want to call it, will never change up on us. That this presence is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So you and I can rest assured and be free in the awareness because it's always going to be there for us, constant. So we make God the life force. We make God the essence and beauty of our life. When we make God the realization that it's everywhere present in its fullness, when we rest in that awareness, then the Spirit of living God is with us forever, and it becomes our central concern, our central focus, where we're no longer enslaved to our own particular likes or dislikes. We no longer succumb to the secondary values. And of course, when we say secondary values, what does that mean? It means that all too often, all of us, people, may come into this teaching and we hear it say, oh my God, we can have it all. We say it's written, we can have it all. And what we do not realize until the Spirit of living God becomes our chief concern, we may end up indulging in our likes and our dislikes, indulging in our own personal addictions, whatever they might be. And we end up indulging in those addictions and attachments rather than the spiritual values that are pouring forth through us all the time. Understand, when God becomes our chief or our central concern, you and I are no longer enslaved by our own likes or dislikes. Those likes or dislikes are sometimes considered to be hereditary or genetic. Oftentimes, they're influenced by our society in which we live. And a lot of times, you and I don't even know what to pray for many times because we discover that we are praying for something that a few months later, we're trying to get rid of. And we have to pray twice as hard to get it out of our life as we did to get it in our life. So we become enslaved to our personalities and likes and dislikes. You know, Emily Cady talks about the difference between personality and individuality. The personality is the changeable part, which is conditioned state of a mind. And who knows how that mind has been conditioned by our world's desires, by the news that we get from outside of us, by other people, by opinions. But when the Spirit of God becomes our chief concern, you and I become free from our own likes and dislikes. We become free from the secondary values as they begin to fade away. And the Spirit of God, the fire of realization, takes over our life. We're talking about the fire of that presence. And we understand that with that realization, we can paraphrase the words of Ralph Waldo Emerson's, we get our little nothingness out of the way so that the divine circuits can flow through us. You know, it states in the book of Revelation, the 24th chapter, the 4th and 5th verse, that former things have passed away, but behold, I make all things new. Often, individuals are so concerned with that which is passing away, that which might pass away, that which might disappear, that they're out of tune of the consciousness of, behold, I make all things new. It's so important to know as we all journey through this COVID-19 that we take that into our awareness. Because on some level, we know that life has not been the same and will not be the same possibly for quite some time. And we may fear that change on some level. However, what I've become to realize is that we don't necessarily fear change. What we fear is loss. But when we make God our chief concern, we have the realization of this presence is always going to be with us, is always the same, no matter what, yesterday, today, and forever. And so we want to embody into our awareness that behind every form, behind everything that's passing away, whatever structure is passing away, whatever visible manifestation that might be in flux or changing, that's going through something, that there's something transforming us to something higher. Because there is an idea that is unsullied. There is an idea that's unhurt, that has never contradicted itself. It is always alive, and it always breaks forth a new life for us. And then we discover something. We discover that when we move into our own prayer work, We're not trying to overcome God's reluctance to give us this kingdom or ever-expanding good. You know, it kind of reminds me of a Unity student, an Avid student. And she said that she was re-listening to one of my talks a while back. And she let me know that she had a sudden realization that much of the time in her prayer work, she was trying to overcome God's reluctance because she had made God in the image of her parents. And through the course of her life, she was trying to get love from her parents. She was trying to overcome her parents' reluctance to give her what she thought she needed in her life. And as a result, she made God in that same image. Somewhere along the line, we heard that God had made us in God's spiritual image, in God's likeness. And on some level, consciously or unconsciously, we've been trying to return the favor ever since that time, trying to make God in the image and likeness of humanity. But that's not how it works. But when you and I realize that there is no reluctant deity, there is no reluctant God saying that, well, if he or she just gets the words right, if he or she just, you know, is able to earn my favor in some way, if that person just says a particular affirmation 33 times, then I will unlock the mysteries of the universe and healings will simply take over. But we say, no, that is not the case. Understand that the fire of spiritual realization lets you and I know there is no reluctance in an all-giving God. That is God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And the kingdom is not some far-off place. It is here. It is now. You know, the fullness of the Spirit is everywhere. It is always being itself. It is always fulfilling itself every moment of existence. And we are here to realize and to have a spiritual recognition of that. And then we let the spiritual chips fall where they happen to. And we watch as our life is transformed from glory to greater glory. We want to hear that. We want to let ourselves know that the fire and realization is here, and this is what it does. When you and I move to that state of realization, it burns away anything that would block. It burns away anything that would hinder. It burns away anything that would obstruct or delay the fullness of the Spirit moving through you and me. You know, it's kind of like placing your food on a stove. You know, I think one of the byproducts of going through this COVID experience, I've been doing a lot of new recipes lately. And just recently I did something called Jamaican stewed chicken. I've been eating a lot of stuff. And now I realize I probably need to go on a keto eating plan. But, you know, that's another story. But I digress. Anyway, when we put food on a stove, you and I come into some kind of notion that we're doing the cooking of that food. But not really. It's really the fire on the stove that's doing the cooking. It's the fire that is doing all the transforming. It is the fire that's heating up the food. We're not doing it. All we've done, we've just placed the food on the stove. And when you move into a state where the Spirit is your chief concern, your primary focus, when you move into that state of realization of your oneness with this presence, your oneness with God, you don't have to change yourself. What happens, the Spirit of realization, the fire of realization will cook you, so to speak. It will cook you and it'll transform you. It will shift you from that state, from where you are to where you can be. It's kind of like a divine achemical process that will change lead into gold. And anything that will hinder, block, or delay the fullness of the Spirit will begin to be disintegrated. As you and I make God our chief concern, we make God our chief point of awareness, it will transform us and moves us and makes us become what we're here to be when we came into this incarnation. You know, all too often, we think we know what we have to change in our life. We want to get in there and move things around and tell God exactly what needs to be done in our own being. We do that in order for us, we think, to fully express who we've come here for to be, and we forget that we are trying to solve the problems in our own life at the level of the problem. But when we fire up realization, when we go into prayer and proclaim our life is the life of God and fully surrender and yield to that dynamic power and presence, it begins to dissolve that which does not belong here anymore. We're talking about the misguided notions that we picked up in life, as I indicated earlier. And we're no longer enslaved to our own likes and dislikes. We allow the former things to pass away, and we watch as things are made new. It is being done all of the time. But if we're enslaved to our own likes and dislikes, we will try to keep this, or we'll say, let that go. We'll say things like, no, God, I think I still want this, but you can have this. I'm not ready to give up this particular habit yet. This still brings me a little bit of pleasure. But that over there or that over here, let's let that go. No, not at all. When you and I move into an adoration of the Spirit, when you and I adore the Spirit, we fall in love with God. That means realization. That means a total involvement. You see, and I see, that we cannot have Spirit as number two and something else number one. That means that Spirit is nothing in our life. It's either one or nothing. If it's not one, it means we have a secondary God, and that secondary God is what we call a false idol. That's what that means. We want to make that presence always number one in all that we do. Anything that is above God being our chief and central concern is indeed a false idol and is blocking us from the Spirit of God. Or God is either number one in our life or God is nothing. So we want to have full adoration. We want to have full involvement that allows for the burning fires of realization to wipe away that which is encumbering on our spiritual expression. And believe you me, what happens, the joy that we think we're trying to get by our own likes, by our own dislikes in this world, are absolutely superseded by the fire of our realization of the presence and the power and the love of pure Spirit. And what happens is that that transcends any amount of human likes, dislikes, pleasures you and I think we can ever experience on the planet at this time. So we want to have the courage to be ourself, to be our true self, which is always in alignment with this presence, that goes beyond what we think we can do with an image of ourselves apart from the Spirit of God, which is impossible. We can never be apart from this presence, but we think we have our own identity. The fire realization that we're seeking is to have in prayer allows you and I to really be free. And then we discover that you and I have moved beyond mere articles of faith. We move into a consciousness of knowing the truth that makes us free. Of course, there's a difference there. Faith is wonderful. Hope is good. Faith is better. But there is a knowing. You know, if I were in person with you, and we're not, but hopefully at some point we will be again. But if I were to ask how many people have been to the continent of Africa, many people would raise their hands. And others would say, well, no, I've never been there. And if I ever were to ask how many have faith that Africa does exist, and I think most people would raise their hand that they have faith in that because they've seen it on maps. They've seen it in the pictures. Or they've seen it in books. You've heard stories about it. You've met people from that place. But some, of course, of you have been there. You know it exists. You've stepped beyond faith. You stepped into knowing. But what I'm telling you today, what you and I no longer want to have faith in God. I'm telling you, we've been somewhere and we know something. You and I have seen the presence of God. I've seen it in my life and in the life of other individuals. And there is something wonderful always happening everywhere in the universe. And it's shouting out its nature. It's shouting out its name. It's saying, just as Jesus said long ago in those scriptural references, that if I do not find one worthy, I will command the rocks to shout out my name. I will command that presence to shout out my name. Well, I'm telling you that the life of God, the Spirit of the living God, is everywhere present. And you and I can know it alive. You and I can know it fully. We do not have to have conjecture. We don't have to be in faith of it. We don't have to have a belief system about it. It can be an absolute practice. And this is what spiritual realization is about. Because behind the pictures that we see, and we see a lot of disappointing and sometimes disturbing pictures, we see that there is something extraordinary happening behind those pictures on the very planet at this time. As we have this realization, we see that more and more people are waking up. More and more people are becoming open-hearted. More and more people are going beyond the surface to drink simply from the well of the human experience, but from the well of the spirit of their soul. Now, what we're going through now, it's messy. There's a maturity, however, I believe, taking place and sweeping this country and the world. The circumstances we face are causing those who are ready to wake up politically and socially. It's causing more of that to happen. Individuals are beginning to awaken to a more dynamic spiritual value system, a much greater, and I would say genuine intelligence that is beginning to move through us, a spiritual understanding. And I dare say that you are part of that vanguard. We all are. We are part of that energetic that's rising up and saying with absolute certainty, I see a new heaven. I see a new earth. Yes, former things are passing away, but behold, all things are being made new now. Well, as I close out my remarks, just know as you have the fire of realization of the unchanging truth that liberates us and sets us free, we rise up and see the possibility of peace. We rise up and see the possibility of a compassionate heart guiding the nations of the world. We rise up and we break down the illusionary walls of separation and begin to know that divine right action is beginning to take place in our life and on this planet. There is a realization that is happening on the planet that has never happened before. It may not be in the forefront of the news or on the internet, but we know that if we look within and we turn to our conversations and dialogue with our friends and family that are in this frequency, in this vibration, you and I know something is happening. You know, there is something being quickened in our heart, your heart. There is a realization, the fire of which transforms our life and the very planet that we live to move from glory to greater glory. When a spiritual realization quickens your heart, quickens my heart, you and I are no longer enslaved to our likes and dislikes. We're no longer enslaved to any of that. That part of us that has been conditioned by the world, by what other people have taught us or told us, we begin to have the power to witness it, witness the presence. And, you know, we may say, you may say you need to do this in order to be happy. And you will watch it and say, oh no, I don't need any of that. There is a joy that this world can't bring that I am now in tune with. There is something that loves that circumstances within us. You know, the people, the purposes, and the places, they can't give us that. And we'll have a creative response that comes from our connection with God. And we allow this to run our life now. And whatever excuse that we may have given ourselves to restrict the Spirit of God in our life, things like, oh, I could never do that, or I'm too old for that, my time has passed, I don't have enough of this, I never had that. As you discover, as you begin to pray that it is already done, I already have it, I feel the fulfillment right now. I'm not trying to get it. I have it. It is done. It is God's good pleasure to give it to me. It is giving it to me all of the time because it is its nature. When we pray and fire up that spiritual realization, then all the excuses that we have used before to block the Spirit, we realize no longer become our tombstones. They become our stepping stones to a greater expression of life, a greater expression of life, a greater expression of beauty. They become something that we step up on that makes us stronger, that makes us more vital, that makes us more vigorous. I'm saying fire up that realization. There's a fire in the spiritual realization. There is a fire within you. Let it cook you. Let it simmer you. Let it burn up all of the other stuff. Let it dissolve the doubt. Let it dissolve the worry. Let it eradicate the fear that may be rising up in your life at any time. As you and I move more optimistically, that will happen. But with a knowing that if God is for you, there is nothing that can be against you. Absolutely nothing can be against us. We need that kind of spirit right now. Knowing that there's nothing outside the infinite presence of God that is real. There's nothing out of the infinite presence of God that is really authentic, unsubstantial, or everlasting. There is nothing outside this infinite presence that can stop the presence of God when you have a spiritual realization of truth. So as we go within, know that you are going for that realization. You're not overcoming reluctance. You're not trying to make yourself worthy. You were born worthy. You're allowing the Spirit of God to be your chief concern. You're moving into a consciousness of adoration, total involvement. So I invite the fire of realization to quicken your heart. To quicken your heart today, to change your mind. And as you do, you indeed step in that truth that liberates you and sets you free. Peace and blessings to you.
We are grateful for the opportunity to share with you today and hope you've taken something from this Sunday's message. If you'd like to hear more from Spiritual Life Center, be sure to click subscribe on the podcast platform you're listening from. You can find out more about our community on our website at www.slcworld.org. We look forward to being a part of your continued spiritual journey. Wherever you are, God is, and all is well.
Spiritual Life Center. Transform.